preface, and next week we'll go on to the Gimel already. Okay. When you make a bracha, you should hold the thing that you are making the bracha on in your right hand. If you're a lefty, there's a machlokas what you do. According to the halacha, basically, you should hold it in your left hand, because your left hand is your right hand. What is the importance of the right? The right is the stronger hand. It's what a person does most of his things with if you're righty, and most people are righties. So the right shows importance. So if you're a lefty and you do most of your things with your left hand, and your left hand is, so that's the importance for you. Your importance is your left hand. There's another idea of right, though, and that is in the building of the world, right? The right side always represents the side of good, and the left side represents the side of bad. And it's not just an idea of importance. It has euphemistic spiritual connotations. Therefore, mitzad halacha, a lefty should hold the thing he's making a bracha on in his left hand, which is his right hand, okay? Because it has the same importance to him as the right hand of a righty has for him. Api Kabbalah, since holding it in the right is not just because it's your strong hand and it shows importance, but it has Kabbalistic implications, and that implication is always to the right. Just because you happen to be a lefty and your hand is stronger doesn't change the whole cosmos. Right, for you, right still means it's tzad hatov or whatever, and therefore even a lefty should hold it in his right hand. And therefore many times in things where it's the importance is the main thing, a lefty holds it in his left hand. Where it's more of a Kabbalistic kind of thing, there the lefty could hold it in his right hand too. So here there's a machlokas, and therefore Sfardim, who usually go lefi the Kabbalah, right, would hold it in their right hand for a lefty, and the lefty should hold his left hand. Now, should you hold it in your hand, mamish? You're making a bracha, should you hold the thing in your hand? So the halacha is that if you hold it in something that separates it from your hand, because you don't want to touch it, that seems to be it's not honorable, dishonorable to the bracha. Like when you do a mitzvah, you shouldn't do it with gloves or whatever. Even a tahara says people do a tahara, shouldn't do it with gloves unless the person has a communicable disease that if you touch him you may get it, then you can use gloves. But otherwise it seems like you don't want to touch the person, and that's dishonor to the mitzvah. So when you hold something, you shouldn't hold it with something that's not normal. Right? Take gloves off. However, if the normal way of eating that thing is not with your hands, you want to make a bracha on soup, you don't have to cup the soup in your hand, in your right hand, and make a bracha. You can use a spoon and hold the spoon in your hand, because that is the normal way of eating that thing. Same thing if you eat normally with a fork and knife, right? We'll get to the knife in a second. But the fork, right, if you eat food that you normally don't pick up with your hands, like chicken wings or other things that's okay according to etiquette to pick up with your hands, right? You don't pick up these things. You don't take a piece of kugel and hold it in your hand usually, right? Unless you're a shiva bacher, but otherwise normal people don't do that. So you use it with a fork. So then you can make the bracha with the fork in there, according to most opinions. There is an inyan that you shouldn't stick a knife into the food and make a bracha with the knife inside the food, because knives shorten people's lives and brachas lengthen people's lives. Pashtus, there are opinions that say that anything metal, so therefore putting a fork in would be the same problem, even if it's the norm. And those situations, lechara, you should hold the thing with your hand. You don't have to hold the soup in your hand, but lamaisa, stick a knife into an apple and hold it like that to eat, that's not proper, because the knife is a symbol of shortening life. So, again, at the pashtus, it only applies to knives. And nobody makes a bracha with a knife stuck into something, whatever. But a fork, spoon, is probably okay.
It's an extension of the hand, isn't it?
Right, right. So basically, right, because it's not normal to eat it with your bare hand, so you can eat like that. Something that, I don't know, is normal to eat with gloves. I don't know, something like that. People put on latex gloves to eat certain things, not to get their hands filthy or whatever. You can do that too. A toothpick or whatever. The mimic is to eat something with a toothpick, right, and not to dig in with your hands. So the stomach, that's also okay.
If it's normal to eat with knife and fork.
What? It depends for normal. I was going to say that, Taka. 1 second. Right. Americans, right, take pizza, take a piece of pizza and eat it in their hands. English people, right, one of the many things that they do different is that they eat pizza with a knife and a fork. Okay? For an American, it would be proper to make the bracha on pizza when you hold it in your hand. For an English person, that would be dishonorable to the bracha because you don't hold pizza in your hand. So they could take the fork and hold the pizza on the fork and make the bracha when it's on the fork.
Now, what do you want to say? The left hand. Because you normally, the English people eat with the fork in the right, left hand, and the knife in the right hand.
1 second. Even righties?
Everybody, yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Okay, that adds to my list. The
Israelis too. It's not just all Europeans. Everybody
so
but Americans.
Really? Can speak with the right hand.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
You
I couldn't
your
imagine
right
eating
with your right hand. Your strong hands. Yes, you're cutting with your right hand.
Because when you use a knife, the knife always is in the right hand.
Right,
so Americans, they put down the knife and switch hands.
Right.
Most people don't switch hands. If they're using the knife, they just keep the fork in the left hand.
I hear. I don't know. I hear. I don't know.
But they don't always.
Bob is the first to hear this.
You don't always use the left hand. If you don't use a knife, you're only using a fork. Depends what you're eating. If you only use a fork, then you use it in the right hand.
No, you use
that. You try to make them sound more normal than that. Okay.
Nobody's
helping
with the right hand. Nobody's helping the knife.
No, exactly.
But he's saying you put the knife down.
Okay, I'm Amish. Don't know. I never realized that. That's the case.
Yeah, you put the
knife down. Yeah. Just to make it clear, not all American. Eat pizza with their hands.
Not all Americans eat pizza with their hands. I know some just keep down and just eat it like from the plate table. I agree. There are Americans who do that also.
I don't see why it should be any different. You should move it to the England. British people should put it in their right hand while they make the bracha, and then the rest of the meal eat it with their. Why would that?
Because they don't hold the pizza in their hand. It's
no. They hold it in the fork. They put the fork in the right hand while they make the bracha. It's a problem.
Dishonorable.
No, because
it's just not the way they do it.
No, but they're not. What he's saying is right. Because the whole reason for a lefty to use his left hand is because it's a stronger hand, and that gives chashivas. But here, the reason that they use the fork in the right hand, in the left hand, is not because their left hand is stronger. It's because they want to use their stronger hand for the knife. So we make the bracha. You still put the food in your stronger hand. It's either because it's the stronger hand or because it's the right. But if it's neither, then for sure you don't use the left. There's no chashivas of using the left if it's not your stronger hand.
It's going to get back to England.
Right.
By the way, I'm not convinced that English people eating pizza use knife and fork. That's separate. That's separate.
Oh. Okay, could be they don't eat pizza. Yeah. Okay. Okay, next thing. The food that you're eating should be ready to eat. You shouldn't have to unwrap it, peel it, take it out of the refrigerator, right? The food should be in front of you and should be ready to eat. So if you're eating nuts that have to be shelled, first shell the nut before you make the bracha. Okay. And...
Does that mean it has to be ready to eat in the way that you're going to eventually want to eat it? Or you can eat it? Like, you want to have bread and put some peanut butter on it. So you have to put the peanut butter on first, or you have the bread?
No. The bread, yeah, you don't have to put the peanut butter. That's a separate thing. But the bread should be edible, not in a state where right now it's not edible. Okay, and if you have in mind to eat other food that's similar, that's not in front of you, so to avoid problems, you should have in mind that if you occasionally want a second and it happens to be in the refrigerator, your bracha is going on that too. Okay. What else over here? Also, you should make sure that it's ready to be eaten the way it is right now. It's not too hot, so you can't, or too cold, so you can't eat it right now. You have to wait a few seconds for it to cool off or to heat up or whatever. What else? Or, like we said, to take it out of the box or unwrap, take off the wrapping or whatever. You should do all those things before you make the bracha. And okay, and the thing should be whole and big. You shouldn't break. If you want to break it into pieces, you should do that after you eat the first part. But the bracha should be made preferably on a whole thing or on a, what's it called, on a bigger piece. Right? Even though later on you're going to break it up after you make the bracha and eat a little bit from the whole thing or whatever. That will go into more detail next time when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to a bracha on bread, right, about cutting it before you make the bracha or finish the bracha. And Shabbos, what do you do? That when we get to the halachas of bread specifically, which is what we're going to do first, the sefer, Zos HaBracha, is that what the name of the sefer? Yeah, is what's it called? Is Spirit first speaks about the brachas on bread. So we're going to start with that. When we get to speaking how to make a bracha on a loaf of bread, we'll speak more about when you should make the bracha, when you should cut it, how you should cut it, or whatever. Also, you should check and make sure that the thing is okay before you, if you eat something that could be rotten, make sure it's not rotten before you make the bracha. Okay? How about making bracha on something that's not in front of you, like a water fountain? Make a bracha on water from a water fountain. So, Me'ikar Adin, you should try the water fountain first before you make the bracha to make sure it's working. Once you ascertain that it's working, Me'ikar Adin, you can make the bracha even if the water is not coming out right now, and you're going to make it come out after you make the bracha, since it's mamish mucha lefanecha, and that's the derech, right? You don't have to have it on. It's better to start the water already coming and make the bracha while the water is going, even though you're wasting a little bit of the water.
It's not the same water anymore.
Yeah, and echanami, but it's right in front of you. It's you know that there's more water going to come afterwards. There is a hiddur, and I've never saw anybody do it, of when you make a bracha on drinking from a water fountain, if you have available a cup, to put a little water in the cup and make the bracha on that, and then continue drinking from the water fountain.
Fill up the whole cup.
Huh?
Fill up the whole cup and
drink. You can do that too, but if you don't want to do that.
Isn't it better because you want to make a bracha corona, you should drink it and want it to melt?
Yeah, but a drinking from a water fountain continuously, mistama, is mistama.
You don't know how much you drink.
You can figure out how many mouthfuls you swallowed, I guess. You know. Also, you should have kavana what bracha you're making before you start making it. B'dievid, if you made the bracha, you thought it was a shahakol, and then you found out that it says on the cereal box, Birchoso Mizonos, but you got it after Elokeinu Melech HaOlam and you finished off Bari Mizonos, even though when you made the bracha you had intention to say Shahakol, you Yotzei B'dievet. But L'chatchili, you should know what bracha you're making and have that in mind when you make the beginning of the bracha too. Okay, next time we'll go into brachas on bread specifically. There's a lot of halachas there. And we'll go to the next siman in Derech Hashem.